T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Not for this reason, but in terms of the necessity of reliable utilities, Texas would be a case study of how important it is that we keep people from screwing around with this?
Exactly. I often say that I don't think that Mother Nature is deliberately out to do us harm, but you sure can see how much harm can be done. Imagine if someone's trying to do something deliberately, how much worse it could be.
So when it comes to, and the other thing we learned about are these, I think it's TSOs and MISO and so forth, controlling power and at least distributing it, I guess, would be the right way to put it. That adds another layer of security, I guess, does it not?
Yes, indeed. And, of course, one thing to put in perspective, I don't know about all of your listeners, but many of us will replace our smartphones every 3 or 4 years or so. But we did a study of the California network, and a lot of the equipment is over 100 years old. And I don't know how much they were worried about cyber attacks back then. Maybe cattle rustlers were more of a concern.
Where are the big weaknesses, the big vulnerabilities? Or I guess we'll start with the bigger one, or the most at risk. Is it at the TSO level? Is it at the generator level or local level? Explain all of that to us, please.
Okay. Well, actually, all of the levels have different levels of concern. But let me give you an issue. I mentioned the example of Mother Nature. Let me tell you a reason why this is so much different than Mother Nature. If, let's say, you're running a power plant and you have, let's say, 8 generators, we know they're mechanical, and we know that over time they'll fail. And one generator may fail, but the odds of a second generator failing at the same time is highly unlikely, likewise a third. But a cyber attack that knocks out the first generator is just as easy to knock out the other 7 at the exact same time. That's something Mother Nature most likely could never or would never do, but that's what a cyber attack can do, is they can cause multiple failures at the same time. You know, we do a decent job, or at least try to do a decent job, with single failures. We really have big problems when there are multiple failures, and that's the big challenge and the big difference between what Mother Nature can do and what a cyber attacker can do.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, Doctor, we'll talk about, I presume you're a doctor, we'll talk about the power grids that were attacked in Ukraine and Estonia, and how vulnerable are we here in the United States, and what steps is the federal government taking to address this issue recently, long term, etc. We're talking about a very serious thing here. If you look at what's going on in Texas and what's happened during this cold snap, that was caused by Mother Nature. But if you're talking about something more nefarious than that, something far more dangerous than that, it would be a cyber attack. So Stuart Madnick, professor at MIT and founding director of cybersecurity at MIT Sloan, is going to continue to tell us about the power grid being vulnerable to cyber attack. And again, take a look at Texas. You can see what happens if all of that goes down. Although it would probably be worse than what we're seeing in Texas. Time for traffic now, WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Talking to Stuart Madnick, professor at MIT and founding director of cybersecurity at MIT Sloan, about the U.S. power grid and its vulnerability to cyber attack and what kind of damage could bad actors do. And if you look at what's going on in Texas, what was wrought by Mother Nature and possibly some failures at the management or political level of that and preparation level, we're talking about things determined to destroy what it is that you're doing and the consequences that it would have. So, Professor, when it comes to Ukraine and Estonia, what happened there, and how would that look in the United States if that were to happen?
Well, two things. As you may know, Estonia and particularly Ukraine, I think about 300,000 people, about a third of the country, lost their power. But only was for several hours, because in that particular attack, all they did was shut down the circuit breakers. So people just had to manually go out and turn it back on again, which took a couple hours, but was doable. The thing that we look at in our research is...
Wait, hang on. They went through the grid to individual circuit breakers in people's houses?
No. At the various transmission lines.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned me. Not going into your house quite yet.
That frightened me, yes. Okay.
But the point being, though, is, and this is what several researchers pointed out, it could have been so much worse. My suspicion is the attackers are basically trying to say a wake-up call, saying, see what we can do, because they could have done much worse. Mm. They could have caused not just the circuit breakers to go off, but they could have caused them to explode or break. The big difference is a circuit breaker could turn on when you reach it in an hour or so. If it breaks, you got to replace it, and that could take days in some cases.
And more power down the line, I would think. Do we know if other countries have been probing our power grid systems?
Well, yes. As far as I know, I'm not aware of any shutdowns caused in our system, but there have been various evidence of intruders, that is, cyber hackers, inside the computer systems at various of the power plants and power systems in the U.S. None have done harm. Most have been what I call espionage, you know, looking around, seeing how they operate, and such. But none of them have actually caused damage yet. Because what I often say is that, what is the motivation? That is, what would be the reason for someone to want to shut down the power in, say, New Orleans or Louisiana? The only thing that's protecting us right now is there isn't really a strong incentive to do so, because the capability to do that is clearly out there.
So it couldn't be in terms of motive for ransom or anything like that?
Well, I've always speculated, what would happen if the governor of the state got a letter saying, I'll give you a choice, send $100 million to this account, or I'm going to shut down your state. I haven't seen that happen yet, but that's an intriguing idea. Sounds like a great movie as well, unless it happens in real life before the movie comes out.
Is the possibility of that, does it exist? Is that where we are right now with cyber attacks on our own power grid systems?
Well, this is probably a little bit like life on Mars. I mean, different experts will disagree, so it's hard to tell. Many people feel that their companies are doing a great job. In fact, I like the fact you had that commercial about home generators, because one of the things that we're lacking so much in this country is backup plans. That is, if something really bad happens, what is our fallback plan? And more importantly, what is the fallback plan to the fallback plan? What I mean by that, let's say you have a home generator and you have a certain amount of fuel for it, but what if the gasoline stations that you need to go to get more fuel, if they're shut down because they don't have electricity for their pumps?
Natural gas, I guess the same thing would be part of that.
So you have to look at it as a total system of, say, this is how you're planning on backing up, but what do you need for your backup to work effectively, and what do they need for their backup to work effectively? So you have to look at it. So our research is looking at it as a total system rather than looking at it as a bunch of individual pockets, if you will.
So are we? Do you stay awake at night worried about this? Is the government on top of it?
Well, once again, another controversial issue. I work very closely with another professor at MIT in the Urban Systems Department. And I love his quote. It says that we're all worried about it, but nobody's doing anything about it. Maybe a bit strong, but it probably has a big element of truth to it. Because if you think about it, it's not clear who's responsible. I often use the analogy. If there were enemy aircraft flying over your city, dropping bombs on your plants, you know the Air Force would try to shoot them down, or the missiles try to shoot them down. Who is worrying about your radio station being shut off the air? Who's trying to defend it?
Professor, I appreciate your time. I hope we can talk to you again soon, because wringing your hands and staying up at night is not helping, and these people are certainly not probing the system just for grins and giggles.
Exactly. Well, have a great day.
You too, sir. You too. Bye. I appreciate your time. I really do. Very nice man. Stuart Madnick, professor at MIT, founding director of cybersecurity at MIT Sloan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.